Good morning.
Good morning
to each and every one of you. It's so good to see so many out today. A few of you came walking in a little bit later. Good to see you. And of course, good to see everybody online. We have Jetske online. We have Brownwin and Dion online. And we have Rado and Maria online. Evgeny, you sort of gave away my topic for this morning when you spoke about gifts. And I really like your line when you said, the gift that God gave us. How can you ever show in a human way or with money what God gave us in Christ? It's just impossible. It is impossible what God gave us through Jesus Christ to compare that to money, to compare it to whatever it may be. Now, of course, December is usually a month of giving gifts in many different capacities, in many different ways. For me, it's even a little bit more special because I celebrate my birthday in December. So from a very young age, December was a month for me of gifts. And as I was preparing those thoughts, I was even thinking that there were a lot of gifts that I was given at some point in my life, whether it was a birthday, whether it was something else. And I know that as a young boy, sometimes I would know what my parents bought me or somebody else bought me, and it was like 3 months in advance. You were already like, wow, I am gonna get that kind of present. And you were looking forward to it. You were counting the days. One more month and then I'm gonna get my Playmobil set, or I would get this or I would get that. Well, guess what? Last week, I celebrated my 55th birthday, and a lot of those presents that I got, that I waited for in anticipation, I don't even think about anymore. Because we have learned that there are much better gifts that we can give one another. And when you look at our Western world, you look at internet, you can get everything nowadays. Your children want this, there is some way that you can get it. With internet, with buying and selling on internet, you can get everything. And really, when we look at our Western world, it's amazing what all you can get and what all you can buy. And what we see is money has been so overemphasized. Materialism has been so overemphasized. And I would like to suggest for this morning, let us think about three areas. And I'm specifically talking to the parents. But in a broader way, we're talking about all of us, whoever we are, and the gifts that we are giving to our children, and of course, as we are giving gifts to one another. First of all, I would like to speak a little bit about giving the gift of confidence. Many of our young people, many of our children, but in a broader way, everybody, this world is greatly influenced by the value of gifts that are basically all lies and lies. And again, we ask the question. Think about all the material gifts that you have been given in your life. What did it really give you? Did it make you happy? For a certain time, for a certain while, it made you really happy. But did it give you lasting happiness? Jim and Ruth, you are in, I would like to suggest with respect, in the last chapter of your life. What has been the most important gifts that you've had in your life? What has been the most important gifts that you have been given in your life? And so when we look at young people today, they have been told, you are the product of evolution. What a big lie this world is telling our children. The media is speaking about millions of years. So the government, the school system is giving you presents, they say. They're giving you information, but oftentimes that kind of information, those gifts that even the schools are giving, is not always right. Never before has homosexuality been promoted in our society. It started with one letter, then another one was added. Now we have L, B, Q, T, and we got the plus even behind it. And probably in years to come, we will have more letters added. That is the gifts that society, the school system, the government is giving our children. They basically tell us you need to do what you want to do in order to make yourselves happy. And that, of course, is a big lie. What do we need to give our children? What do we need to give one another? And again, I would like to suggest we need to give one another the gift of confidence. We must teach and show our children the gift of confidence. Because when you look at this world, when you look at our children, when you look at society, the gifts are this much. But does a gift give a child confidence? And of course, the answer is no. What do parents need to do in order to raise healthy children? They need to give their unconditional love, their unconditional time, their unconditional righteous discipline. That is what children need most. And what does that give them? That gives them confidence. When you give them the unconditional love that they deserve, when your child is reaching out to you and you say, here I am, how can I help you? How can I serve you? That builds children with confidence. When you help your children and give them rules that are righteous, that is important. It needs to be godly rules. They need to be righteous rules. And what does that do? It gives them a concept of safety. Soccer. It was in the news, right? Friday night. We lost. But that's okay. It's only soccer. There will come another time. But look at a soccer game. In a soccer game, they know the rules. Everybody is standing on the side, helping the rules to be enforced. And the players, They know themselves to be safe within the rules that they are given because they know exactly how far they can go. They know exactly what they can do before they even get a yellow or a red card. They know exactly when they get a yellow card. They know exactly when they get a red card. And what does that do? That gives them a concept of safety. Why? As long as they don't go beyond the boundaries, they are safe. They won't get a yellow card. They won't get a red card. And that is the same for children. When you define exactly the borders for your children, when we define the borders for one another, it gives us a sense of safety. And that is for parents very important. Because one day you might be in a better mood than another day, right? Does that happen to you sometimes that you wake up in the morning and you do not even know why, but you just feel this is not gonna be my day? And somebody says something to you and you shout. Somebody says something to you and you become quiet. And sometimes you have those days as if nothing can touch you, right? At least it happens to me. But when we think about our children, I believe we need to remember most of all, our children do not belong to us. They belong to God in the first place. The Bible says, children are a heritage from the Lord. Children do not belong to us. We don't have a right to define their borders. We don't have a right to define our love for them. We don't have a right to define the righteous borders of discipline for them. We don't have a right to do any of them. It is God who defines all of those things. But please, brothers and sisters, when we give our children the unconditional love, when we give our children the healthy rules of discipline, it will make them a confident person. It will make them a better husband. It will make them a better wife. It will make them a better employee. It will make them a better employer. That is what this world needs. This world is in bad shape. Our Western world is in bad shape, and it has an effect on our children, whether we like it or not, whether we want to know it or not. It has an effect on our children. And that is why we need to give our children that gift of confidence. That is why we need to teach our children. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. We need to have our children focusing on Jesus. We need to have our children. We need to help one another to focus on Jesus, because that gives the confidence of all confidences. That is so important. Jesus. Focus on Jesus. And as Hebrews chapter 5 says in verse 14, Hebrews chapter 5 and 14 says, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish between good and between evil. When we give our children an identity of confidence. It will help them to define in a much better way what is right and what is wrong. And that is the design of Christianity. It started with that tree in the garden, the knowledge of good and evil. And now, because this world has been influenced by evil, we need to turn again to what is right, to what is good. And fathers and mothers, that is so important. There is a book that I've read already a couple of times, and it's called Them Before Us. It is written by two people that have so much experience with children. I would like to say, do yourself a favor, buy this book or even get it from me and read it as parents. It is so crucial. It is so important. And as the title says, their needs to come before our needs. That is the heart of this book. Their needs before our needs. That is so important. Let us talk about another gift. The gift of consistency. Playmobil. Another toy. Maybe even when they get older, a telephone. When they get a little bit older, maybe a computer game and whatsoever. We can give our children many gifts that bring a big smile on their faces. And please continue to give some good gifts to your children, with the emphasis on good gifts. But again, our second gift is the gift of consistency. When you look at this book, one of the things that this book will tell you is that as parents, you need to be a team. You need to stand together in relation to your children. And I know that when I was younger, if I went to my father, the answer was often no. When I went to my mother, the answer was sometimes yes. And of course, I loved it. I loved it. But was it good for me? It was not good for me. Ultimately, it was not good. So one of the things that this book will help you to understand as parents, you need to be a team. Your yes is your husband's yes. Your no is your wife's no, etc., etc. When you are a team, and when you love one another, when you are devoted to one another, when you show even your kisses towards one another and your embraces, when you show your children you cook together or you do something else together, that is one of the greatest gifts that you can give your children. And so a gift of consistency is so important to our children. If we want our children to become good people, and do you want your children to become good people? We all do, right? We want them to become a good husband, right? We want them to become good wives. We want them to become good employees, employers. We want them to become responsible citizens in every fashion, in every way. Do we realize that we have an impact on that? Do we realize that we can make a change in their lives for the better or for the worse? When parents show their children the game, pray one way and live another way, we will never convince them of their greatest need. We Brothers and sisters, consistency is a jewel. Knowledge is very important. But what is knowledge at the expense of good deeds? Nobody cares about your knowledge unless you have the deeds attached to it. When your words are correct and when your deeds are correct, you will become the most powerful parent. You will become the most powerful person. That is why Jesus was so powerful. That is one of the reasons why Jesus, because he lived what he said. And that is one of the things that children need. Children need parents who talk the talk and who walk the walk. How many people have we not met that said, oh yes, they told us beautiful words, but then they acted in this way or in this way or in this way, and they lost their power of influence. And of course, with parents, that goes even a step further. They see you every day. They see you when you're happy. They see you when you're sad. They see you when the bank account is big. They see you when the bank account is little. They see how you interact with your husband. They see how you interact with your wife. They see when you become quiet in relation to your wife or husband. They see and hear so many different things. So as parents, you have a great influence on the lives of your children. And brothers and sisters, what we need most of all to understand, it harms our children when we talk the talk and we do not walk the walk. They see it, they can understand it, but it will harm the consistency pattern that they need to see in your life. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, it says, whosoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. Brothers and sisters, this might be a hard saying, but if you talk the talk and you do not walk the walk, can we truly say that we are for Jesus? Can we really say that we are for God? Can we really say that we are believers in Christ? Can we really say that we are believers in God? Consistency, thou art a jewel. Talk the talk and walk the walk. When someone wants to know what holy conduct is, they need to be able to look at us and say, my father and my mother, they show me what is correct under all conditions, whether it is easy or whether it is hard. When someone wants to know what a faith-directed life is, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, we are to be an example. When someone wants to know the true character of Christianity, Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 5, there is no better example than you as a parent. We are teaching and showing our children that being what God desires is possible and acceptable. Parents, brothers and sisters, can we give one another the gift of consistency to walk the walk and to talk the talk? or to talk the talk and to walk the walk. That is what this world needs. And most of all, that is what our children need. The last gift that we want to consider is the gift of hope. I've said it again, but I will say it again. In the Netherlands alone, and I'm only talking about the Netherlands, we're talking about 18 million people. But in the Netherlands, we are talking about 2,500 suicides per year. 2,500. That is 4 to 5 every day. Now, make a quick calculation for yourself. What do those people often have? They got all the birthday gifts, they got all the material gifts, and yet that is the result. Brothers and sisters, if we want our children to survive in this world, we need to give them the gift of hope. And of course, that all starts with God. That all starts with the gospel. That all starts with that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Isn't that the grandest? And I know we believe that. I know we stand behind that. But is that the message that we give our children? Is the message we send to our children that Christ is the most important person in your life? That the gospel is the most important aspect of your life? Vova, I believe you're not here, but Vova just spoke about the fact, the church treasury. How important is the church treasury? How important is your gift in the treasury? Because what do? With the treasury? We help Christians in other places. Those that are suffering. Those that are naming the name of Christ and are in difficult positions. Those that are in difficult positions, whether as food is concerned or something else is concerned, the treasury is for those Christians that are in need. But also, of course, to proclaim the gospel in different places. Do your children know that you ever talk about, hey, Evgeny, what do you say? What are we giving the church tomorrow? Can we give 50 euros? And of course, we don't do that to say, you know, look at how good I am. But what a pleasant conversation that you can have at the kitchen table, discussing with your husband, with your wife, how much will we give? And you know, before we give, let us pray that it will find its place that is right, that it will find its place that is good, and that brings glory and honor to God's name. How often do you have those conversations? How often do you talk with your children about the church treasury? Let us pray that the man of the church will make good decisions. Let us pray that it will come into a place where it is used to bring glory and honor to God. Or do you come to church on Sunday and then say, oh, I even forgot my wallet. Or, oh, yeah, it is time to give. Okay, let me open up my wallet and then see what is there. There might be something there, there might not be something there. Giving. The gift of hope. And that starts with having Christ central in your life. Brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, we need to be heard over this world's entertainment. Because if you're not careful, the world's entertainment will be heard by your children in a more deeper way. We need to be heard over the murmurs of the atheist that says you are just a little bit better than a monkey. We need to be heard. The voice of Jesus needs to be heard. And we must do so without shame. Look at the Apostle Paul, what he wrote in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power unto salvation unto everyone who believes. And what ultimately happened to Paul? He appealed to Caesar. He went to Rome, and according to secular history, he died a violent death. And according to secular history, 11 of the 12 apostles died a violent death. Why? Because the gospel of Christ was the most important thing in their life. Even when they said, the gospel, or you will be killed. What did they say? I will gladly allow myself to be killed for the sake of Jesus Christ. And so, parents, that is the kind of statement. Brothers and sisters, that is the kind of statement that we need to make to ourselves, that we need to make to our children, that we need to make towards one another. The gift of hope. And you know what? When we give those gifts to our children, they can carry on that same torch towards their children. And again, there is a simple comparison. When you look at our Western world, it is full of material gifts, but it is empty towards Christ. And the good news is this: you can make a change in the life of your children, and as brothers and sisters, we can make a difference in the life of one another. Let us give one another, and let us give our children that gift of consistency. Let us give one another and our children the gift of confidence. And let us give one another and our children the gift of hope, knowing there is a God. Evgeny, you mentioned it in the Lord's Supper. He gave himself. He did not come with money. He did not come with anything else, but he gave himself. That is our God. That is why Christianity is so beautiful. God gave himself. That is the power of Christianity. God gave himself. And brothers, let that be our gift to this world, that we give ourselves. Parents, let that be your gift to your children. Give yourself. Put them before yourself. That is the key. That is the heart of Christianity. Amen.